561-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Those of you who are regular listeners to the program know that I also hosted for Dr. Youngblood earlier this week, and it is always an honor and pleasure for me to do so. I consider it such a privilege to help my good friend Dr. Youngblood and host a show for him when he needs it. Dr. Youngblood is a great theologian and a great conservative, and we agree 100% on almost everything. So I'm always glad to host his show for him. And today I have quite a bit I'd like to go over with you. But before I get to that, just a little introduction about myself. This is Mike Hill. I'm out of Pensacola, Florida. I own a small business, insurance and financial services agency. I've been doing that for 33 years. Before that, I was 10 years active duty Air Force after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. I've served a couple of terms in the Florida State House, a state representative, first representing District 2 and then District 1. That was during the years of 2013 to 2020. And so now I focus full-time on running my small business that we have here. Just a quick word from one of our sponsors. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all of your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They are located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. Right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. They can be reached online at toolsforatime.com. That's toolsforatime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything I've noticed more recently, probably within the past couple of weeks, and I'm sure you have noticed it also, is that finally, conservatives are starting to push back against the Democrats. And I'm not just talking about in Congress. I'm talking about in a lot of other areas that we're seeing. And I hope we get a chance to discuss all of these today. And I welcome your questions and comments. If you would like to call in, the number is 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917 if you would like to join in the discussion. And a couple of things that I'd like to talk about, which kind of shows all of this pushback. And it's all related when you boil it down to the very core, very bottom. It's all related in that people are now pushing back against what we see happening from the left, from Democrats. And here are just some examples. We'll go over some of these today. Developers have canceled a huge offshore wind contract, which is a big blow to Biden's climate change agenda, which is nonsense anyway. And we're seeing that without subsidies from the government, these radical environmentalists cannot sustain themselves. It can't be continued because it's not economically viable. And so we have these developers who are canceling these huge offshore wind contracts. I've heard that there are a lot of companies who are developing these electric vehicles who are now calling it quits because they simply cannot. People are not buying them. People aren't buying the electric vehicles. Why? Because they're not convenient. They're expensive. You cannot go long distances with them. It's just a mess. Now, is there a need for electric vehicles? When there is a need for it, the market will bring us electric vehicles. We don't need government trying to force this on us. And so this whole idea of electric vehicles, offshore wind development and so forth, it all seems to be falling apart right in front of our eyes. And then we have here in Florida, our great Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Lodapo, is calling for a halt to the use of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. And I say, yes, indeed. I think he should have done it a lot sooner, but he did finally call for a halt to it, and he has many reasons for doing that. Then we see how everyone has heard how the plagiarist Claudine Gay at University of Harvard resigned from her president position, and she left whining and complaining that it was a result of racism, not taking accountability for her own actions of plagiarizing other people's works and submitting that as her own as part of the selection process to be selected president, and also her inability to call out those on the left who were staging their anti-Semitic protests there on their campuses. It was Claudine Gay at Harvard University, the president of Massachusetts MIT, and also Pennsylvania, University of Pennsylvania. All three of the elite schools, elite universities, were unable to call out to say that it was wrong for those protests against the Jewish students who were there and the Jewish nation as a whole. So she left, but don't feel sorry for her, because I understand that she was hired as a faculty member with a salary of over $900,000 a year. I mean, my goodness. And then we have Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, has fired their diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. She was fired. They said, hey, we don't need it anymore. We can't afford it. And we're seeing that happening all over. And it's refreshing to see that conservatives are now pushing back against the radical Democrat agenda, which we see that looks like they were having their heyday during this Biden regime. Ever since Biden has been elected, they have gone crazy with their ideas and with their radical leftist agenda of wanting to bring so much change to America, which is against everything that we were founded on and that we stand for. And here's an article that comes out of the American, let me get the exact name, they're called the American Renewal Project. And they recently ran an article which kind of sums up this whole idea of pushing back against the radical leftist Democrats. And again, if you would like to join in with your comments or your thoughts, questions, the number to call in is 904-831-0917. Yeah, call in and tell us, how would you as a Christian respond to what is happening more recently in the news as it pertains to pushing back against the Democrat agenda? Well, here's an article, as I say, out of the American Renewal Project. This just came out a couple of days ago, which I think kind of sums up everything that conservatives are about, of why conservatives and Republicans, I mean true Republicans, not the Republican in name only, not the rhinos, who simply run as Republicans because they know that's the only way they can get elected. And then once they get in office, they vote just like the Democrats. And when you see that happening, ladies and gentlemen, call them out on it. Do not let them get away with that. And then make sure that you vote them out at the very next election. Okay, here's the article. It starts off with Ryan Walters, who was born in 1985, assumed the office as the 15th Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction in January of last year. Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma appointed Walters earlier as the Oklahoma Secretary of Education between 2020 and April of 2023. Now, Superintendent Walters is an outspoken critic of critical race theory. There we go, right? It's another topic of where finally conservatives are pushing back against the radical Democrats. So Superintendent Walters in Oklahoma is an outspoken critic of critical race theory. The granting of special rights to LGBT students, again, another topic that we are finally pushing back against, and the Progressive Ideologue Teachers Union. NBC News homosexual advocate Tyler Kincaid describes Walters as Oklahoma's top culture warrior, and I agree 100%, and we need 1,000 more like him. And the disgraced Southern Poverty Law Center unwittingly credentialed Walters as an extremist, making him a near hero status. So that's right. Anything that comes out, anyone that the Southern Poverty Law Center criticizes, you know, is a hero to those of us on the right who are right. And anyone who the Southern Poverty Law Center praises, you know, is an enemy of the United States. Now, earlier last month, on December 14th, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed an executive order effectively banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at agencies, public colleges, and universities across the state. And Superintendent Walters added a hearty amen, and I do also. We need to get rid of this nonsense of critical race theory, of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Everywhere it rears up its ugly head, in America and around the world, it is utter nonsense. What DEI, that's the acronym for diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, what that equates to is unqualified. If you can't secure the job based on your own capabilities, but instead it has to be based on the color of your skin or some aggrieved group you belong to, then that means you're unqualified. You should be able to instead stand on your own two feet, on your own capabilities, on your own credentials to be able to secure the job. The article goes on to state, that Governor Stitt made an historic announcement to take diversity, equity, inclusion programs out of our higher education institutions, and we applauded that effort. We are going to move to ensure that the same compliance is held for K through 12 institutions. This is the superintendent of schools, Superintendent Walters, writing his response to the governor of Oklahoma, Governor Stitt, removing DEI programs out of agencies, public colleges, and universities. So Superintendent Walters goes on to write, DEI should rightly be called discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. I agree so much. So instead of it being called diversity, equity, and inclusion, the superintendent of school calls DEI discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination, and he is right on target. We need to make sure that our schools are focused on getting back to the basics, not focused on resources and programs that divide us. That's so right. Superintendent Walters goes on to write, our kids, every single one, are created in God's image. He created us as individuals, not as members of groups like oppressed and oppressors. We all have God-given potential, and the role of education is to unlock that potential, not to destroy it at the altar of woke indoctrination. He is so right on target there. I love what he is writing. And Superintendent Walters goes on to say, the issue of out-of-state groups targeting our teachers, and then lately targeting even our students, if they pray or mention Bible verses in the classroom. He said, this will end. The founders enshrined religious freedom in the Constitution. Religious freedom predates the Constitution. It's much of why many came to this great country. And he's exactly right. Our founding fathers and the pilgrims and the Puritans, they came to the United States for religious freedom. And our Constitution is based on that religious freedom. There's a great book called the Christian Character of the Civil Institutions of the United States. It's over 1,000 pages long. I read that book. It was written by Benjamin Morris back in the 1860s, where he documents thoroughly that this nation was founded on Christian principles. And thank God for that. And that's why it grew and flourished and prospered so much. And now we're seeing that our nation is in a decline because we have given up looking to God first. We have given up on our Christian principles. But there is a remnant that is always pushing back. And we are right now. And Superintendent Walters is writing an excellent letter, being a part of that pushback. Let's continue with his letter. What we are going to do is to ensure that our teachers and students are protected. We have a role in place that will ensure that prayer, Bible verses, and any kind of religious expression can be protected. We have seen out-of-state groups intentionally target some of our small rural schools, and they know what they're doing. They are intentionally targeting schools that they know would have a tough time fighting them in court. So we have stood with those schools and said, we will stand with you for any kind of legal help that you need in fighting back against these left-wing groups, i.e. Democrats. We are going to continue to pass rules and make sure that we're doing all we can to stand for individuals' religious freedom here in the state of Oklahoma. We will protect prayer in our schools. Amen. And every state in the nation needs to have a superintendent like Superintendent Walters who will stand up and make that same declaration. I know we need it here in Florida. We need it in Virginia. We need it in Georgia. We need it in all of our states, whether they are red states or blue states. We still need to stand up and protect our religious freedom, not only because it is a right thing to do, but also because it is the law of the land. It is codified in our Constitution, that religious freedom, that we have the right, we have the duty to express ourselves in a religious manner, including quoting verses directly from the Bible. We should be able to do that, and we should do it without any repercussions at all. And even if there are repercussions, you should do it anyway. Jesus told us that don't be surprised when you are persecuted and people will say all manner of evil against you for his name's sake. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because that's how they treated the prophets, and great will be your reward. So you can expect, when you stand up for righteousness, when you stand up for the Lord Jesus, when you stand up for the most holy God, the world is going to hate you and push back against you. But let them do it. You stand up anyway. Now, let's get back to the letter that Superintendent Walters, he's the superintendent of Oklahoma schools, he goes on to write, the last rule that I bring to your attention is the issue that we've seen in one district in particular that uses drag queens as administrators being hired by a district. We are proposing a rule that would update the teacher code of conduct to include sexual activity in public. That's right. I've heard from parents all over the state who are very concerned with the left pushing sexuality on our kids, pushing a transgender ideology. And so we will ensure that our kids are protected in our schools of not being exposed to sexual material, but instead have adults around them. Students should not be exposed to sexually inappropriate material, and we will lead as a state to ensure that every child and every parent in our state knows that. We're doing all that we can that will not happen in our schools. Amen, Superintendent Walters of Oklahoma. We need so many more just like him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. If you would like to join in the discussion about this, you can call in at 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. And we're talking about how finally it looks like conservatives are pushing back against Democrats. And this is such an excellent example that we see coming from Education Superintendent Walters out of the state of Oklahoma. And the American Renewal Project, which focuses on restoring our Christian heritage, is publishing this article, which I will go on to continue reading. Even the most foolishly ignorant observer in America today must concede that an entirely different kind of established religion, though unofficial, is governing and lording over the nation. As recently as 1952, a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court stated in a judicial opinion that Americans are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. Can you believe that? In 1952, a Supreme Court justice stated that. Can you imagine that coming from our Supreme Court today? 1952 was not that long ago. And he goes on to state, let me read that again, that a justice of the Supreme Court stated in a judicial opinion that Americans are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. This article from the American Renewal Project goes on to say, this no longer is the case. as leftism, i.e. Democrat, contemporary sexual obsession and confusion, contempt for masculinity, erasure of femininity, obsession with racism, real and imagined, and all the rest ruin the nation. Today, LGBT pride flags are proudly displayed at U.S. embassies around the world. There are openly gender-fluid and transgender government officials and officials at the highest level, including President of the United States himself, heaping fulsome praise upon Democrat societal and sexual fads. That is such a great statement. It's true. It's sad, but it's true. And then the article here, written by the American Renewal Project, released just a week or so ago, goes on to state, Victor Davis Hanson notes that in some sense, the country in recent years has been cruising on fumes from prior and likely wiser and better generations. This isn't rocket science. The founders of the nation came from stock impacted by two great revolutions, the 16th century German Revolution, of which the Lutheran Reformation was a critical part, and the 17th century English Revolution, of which the Calvinist Reformation was a critical part. The last three or four generations of Americans have squandered the greatness of the Judeo-Christian heritage and likewise demolished the biblically based foundations of culture laid down by the American founders throughout the 17th and 18th centuries. Contemporary America is in terrible trouble. American education is in crisis, and freedom and liberty cannot long be preserved in the absence of virtue. Freedom and liberty cannot long be preserved in the absence of virtue. We are at a crossroads in 2024. Victor Davis Hanson adds that we are living in a Neronian age, a time similar to the 14-year reign of the Roman Emperor Nero, who reigned from, he was emperor from 37 to 68 AD. He was notorious for depravity and barbarous cruelty. However, we can still recover if we first understand how the nation arrived at this point and the nature of the suicide it is committing. It should be clear as well that there can be no reconciliation of opposites, such as the spiritual and the secular, as, for example, in immutable Christianity and ever-changing secularism vying for control of the public square. One will ultimately go down as a consequence of the rise of the other. Born again Christians, therefore, must move to the wellsprings of culture. For our children's sake and theirs, evangelical and pro-life Catholic Christians must bring the cardinal virtues of biblical Christianity to the public arena. For as Abraham Lincoln stated in January 27, 1838, in his famous speech to the Young Men's Lyceum in Springfield, Illinois, if destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finishers. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. And what we are seeing right now, ladies and gentlemen, is here in the United States, Democrats are committing suicide. We're going to take a break here, but join us after the top of the hour because we're going to be discussing something that is very important here in Florida, and that's the whole abortion issue. And I'm going to have a special guest who's going to bring us up to date on where Florida is on the abortion issue and how we can react to it. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. Stay right there. We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.